Welcome now to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio once again with live music, this time from members of the Madison Savoyards, and they are going to be performing some excerpts from Pirates of Penzance, possibly the most famous of the Gilbert and Sullivan collaborations, and Madison Savoyards will be performing that work by Gilbert and Sullivan several times, and here to tell us a bit more about that is Christopher S. Remickers.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. So Madison Savoyards will be performing Pirates of Penzance this coming weekend. We open tomorrow, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and then Sunday the 6th over at the Bartell Theater. And the following weekend, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Okay, and we have some... Well, I suppose we should find out, is there a website that people can go to
yep.
actually get in this performance?
Yeah, you can get tickets either at madisonsavoyards.org or contact the Bartell Theater either on their website or by telephone.
There you go. And a rollicking time will certainly be had, as it has for, 130 years now,
yeah,
something like that.
30 or 40 years.
It has remained a big hit, the Pirates of Penzance, all kinds of... meaning to the title, you know, the pirates refer to the people in the storyline, but also to the merchants who ripped off the
Absolutely.
People who went to see the early performances. Mm-hmm. Where was it, in Cornwall, I think?
I think so.
So, but rollicking humor throughout and some, virtuoso singing required, too. And what do we have lined up first, Chris?
So we have three selections for you this afternoon from three of our principals. We have Ryan Nash, who is playing the role of Frederick. We have Madison Holtz, who is playing Mabel. And we have Bradley Carter, who is playing probably, I think, one of the most famous roles in all of Gilbert and Sullivan. He is the modern Major General.
In quotes.
In quotes, right.
Ryan, set up your context of your song for us.
So my character Frederick, he is the pirate apprentice, but now he's free from his indentures. He's reached his 21st year, and he's free to go out into the world. And so he does so, and he's run into, for the first time in his life, a band of beautiful maidens, so he says. And as he meets them, he implores them to... give him their heart so that he can learn to be part of civilization.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it doesn't work out very well for him.
Therein is the essence of comedy.
This is Oh, Is There Not One Maiden Breast.
Does not feel the moral beauty of making worldly interest subordinates to a sense of duty. Who would not give up willingly all matrimonial ambition to rescue such an one as I from unfortunate position, from his position, to rescue such an one as I, from his unfortunate position. One maiden here, whose homely face and bad complexion has caused all hope to disappear of ever winning man's affection. To such an one, if such there be, I swear by heaven's arch above you, if you will cast your eye eyes on me. However plain you be, I love you. However plain you be, if you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I love you, I love you, I love, I love you.
Isn't that a great way to win a girl's heart?
Absolutely.
However plain you be, I love you. I'm sure that would work great for Frederick in the Pirates of Penzance. That was Ryan Nash.
It doesn't work out so well for him.
You just about have to part your hair down the middle to sing that song, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And so it is. And what have we here?
So now we have Madison Holtz. She is playing the character of Mabel, and she has she's kind of among the chorus of girls that Frederick comes across. She's sort of I don't know if she's the head girl, but she's sort of the one who maybe is the most interested in Frederick.
But not plain.
But not plain. No, absolutely not. And this is probably one of the most popular tunes from the Gilbert and Sullivan canon. Madison's going to be singing Poor Wandering One. I'll turn it over to her to introduce this.
Yes, so this follows directly after Frederick's last piece. And Mabel, it's very funny actually, Gilbert and Sullivan have her late to almost every scene. And this is her first entrance, and she comes in and she's late, and she immediately lays eyes on Frederick and goes, "Oh, he's pretty." And that's basically what this whole song is her flirting, her kind of going, "Yes, you know, actually, I will take a chance with you." And it's very sweet. Poor wandering one, though thou hast surely strayed, take heart of grace, thy steps retrace. Poor wandering one, poor wandering one, if such poor love as mine can help thee find true peace of mind, why take it, it is thine. Take heart, fair days will shine, take any heart, take mine. Take heart.
was Madison Holtz from the Madison Savoyards. We're hearing them live in our Buck studio for this first portion of the midday on this Thursday afternoon here at WPR. And with us also, Christopher Ramakers, and who is the director of this event. Costumes for this? I mean, when you hear this, just hearing this music, you think, oh, you know, are we going to have to imagine these elaborate costumes?
Oh, no, we're going all out. We've got, we have the Bartel all painted and built and tricked out with sets, different for Act 1 and Act 2, and then really elaborate costumes for everybody on stage.
Here.
And some wonderful dance tunes as well from our fantastic choreographer.
Well, yes, and I noticed that, you know, Madison couldn't help dancing when she sang.
You kind of can't help it with that tune, right?
Yeah, the audience might be doing some of the same out there when they hear this performance of the Pirates of Penzance. And we have more from the Madison Savoyards, too. Needless to say, Pirates of Penzance, as a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan, was really a satire of the times.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There are times which, like ours, certainly provided plenty of material for satire.
Yes, and this one, that actually kind of works pretty structurally into the plot. It's sort of a send-up of the upper class and of sort of the economic conditions at the time. You know, at the very end, spoiler alert, everybody, at the very end of the whole show, we learned that the pirates are actually just they're noblemen who have gone wrong.
So oh, but of course.
Of the House of Peers.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of a calendar trick with this show, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Frederick's age.
Calendar trick and a little bit of a linguistic slip as well. The difference between pirate and pilot, and the difference between orphan and often, both play important roles in the show.
Yes, well, William Schwenk Gilbert had a great time twisting the English language till it screamed.
And he was good at it, too, yeah.
And, of course, then coupled with the music of Sir Arthur Sullivan, who was a distinguished composer in his own right.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's one of the most wonderful aspects of this show is it's a really wonderful score and full of all kinds of variety. There's, as we just heard, a dance, a waltz tune. There's a tango. There is a tango,
really?
Tune. Yes. Uh-huh. There are some really beautiful melodies kind of throughout the show that I think one doesn't really associate with Gilbert and Sullivan, but Sullivan really was a fantastic melodic writer as well, and really knew opera. You hear little bits of Mozart, you hear little bits of Wagner, you hear
yes.
little bits of Verdi. Bellini and Verdi and Italian opera, absolutely.
What sort of pit for this?
We have a reduced orchestra, so since we're at the Bartel Theater, it's
sure.
a smaller, smaller space.
Been
so
done
we have,
before, yeah.
Yep. So we have our pianist Wade Troyer, who is joining us in the studio here this afternoon, as well as a string quartet, and then flute and clarinet.
Could be very effective.
It's really working out well,
especially in a space like the Bartel.
Absolutely.
Now, what about this major general?
Yeah, so the girls who Frederick references and who Mabel is sort of the head girl who we meet in Act One, the girls are actually wards of this older gentleman who is a supposedly distinguished major general. And so it's in the very end of Act One where we first meet our major general. And this, you know, I mentioned that Madison's tune maybe was among the most popular pieces from Gilbert and Sullivan. I would say this has to be probably the best well-known tune from Gilbert and Sullivan. So we have Bradley Carter here to perform the major general.
And what do you say about this major general, Bradley?
Hello. All right. Yeah. So as has already been stated, this appears towards the end of Act One. And, you know, the pirates have just met the Major General's wards, and things are all getting into a little bit of a situation. But at first, the Major General is just there to be a little bit full of himself and to introduce himself by propulsively pattering plentiful little facts and stuff, because he is a man who defines himself by his knowledge. Now, how is he able to apply that knowledge to get out of this piratical problem? Well, you'll have to come to the Bartel to find out.
Okay, that's a tease if ever I heard one.
Hello. I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Let's see, a lot of news. With the many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, and matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. I know a mythic history, king Arthur's answer Caradox. I answer articulastics, I have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote an elegiacs, all the crimes of Helogabalus. In conics, I perform peculiarities parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphael's from Jared Dowson's Orphanies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes, and I can quote a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for. Oh, let's see, dinner for. And a whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore! Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caratacus's uniform. In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. In fact, when I know what is meant by Mamelon and Ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouser rifle from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learnt what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery. In short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Strategy? No, I had this last night, strategy. You'll say a better major general is never strategy! For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general!
Yeah, well, there's certainly no question what's even the way it starts playing that we have a very entertaining aria coming up from the major general. Did you ever hear the Tom Lehrer version of this, where he takes all 104 known elements and puts them to that tune?
No. Oh, they're all shaking their heads. They know it. I don't know.
Check that out. It is just as virtuosic as what Bradley just
And that's
gave
saying
us.
Something.
Yes, indeed. It's a great highlight in all of Gilbert and Sullivan, as you said, Chris. Going to have a chorus for this performance too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a large chorus. The other wards, so the other daughters of the major general, or make up our female chorus. And then we have a chorus of pirates, of course. And then we have a chorus of police who sort of do battle with the pirates at the end of the show. So,
yep. Well, I'm sure everybody's going to have a wonderful time with this.
Probably 25 or so people on stage total for the show. Yeah, so a pretty good sized cast.
Action packed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really wonderful production.
There's a long tradition of the Savoyards in Madison.
Yes.
In particular.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. We've been, I think, Savoyards has been around for 60 years, I believe. They were founded in like a high school or a church basement or something like that, just as a bunch of people who got together who liked to...
And for a time, they cycled through all, however many, 12 of the Gilbert and Sullivans all together, something
13.
Like that?
This is the ninth performance of Pirates of Penzance.
The ninth. Mm-hmm,
yep, and there's something like 12 or 13 total shows, and there's a handful of other operettas they've done in the past as well. But typically focusing on GNS.
Okay, well, and what do the rest of you, what do you do when you're not doing GNS?
Well, during the year, I'm the director of orchestras at UW-Whitewater, and I'm music director of a couple of orchestras kind of in the Chicago area.
Really? Wow, mm-hmm. Okay, that's mm-hmm. a handful.
Yeah, I'm in my car a lot, yeah.
Singing, no doubt.
Wade is a piano teacher in the area, and... Yeah. Excuse me, an accompanist throughout the Madison area. And then Ryan is a graduate student here at the university. Maddie just recently finished up at University of Minnesota, finished her master's, and is doing some productions this coming year in Minnesota. And Bradley, what are you up to during the year? Doing other things?
When you're not a major general.
I generally do very major generally things.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like all that quite naturally for you, the wordplay in that song. And I don't know, I'm wondering, just in terms of level of difficulty, it's easy to say, well, the major general, you know, that patter song, a lot of words packed in there. You know, what are the challenges in those other two songs that we're hearing?
You know, I'll let the people who have to sing them speak to that.
I would say this: many of the arias sit very high in this,
yes.
Which is, for me, I love it, mm-hmm. but also it's difficult then at, you know, noon on a Thursday. But it's they sit very high. I also would say for Mabel, this is her first entrance. So you enter the entire show and you start with this.
Oh, it's and then, kind of like going into ludicrous mode. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And then Gilbert and Sullivan, instead of most of the time in opera, you know, you maybe start high and then you get higher throughout the show. In this one, you start high and then you get lower throughout the show. And then I just throw in a high note at the very end. So I would say that's the most difficult part, actually, is maintaining the energy throughout the entire thing. And then also there's just a lot of, it's deceptively difficult, as Ryan has said in the past, is that it sounds maybe easy and it's easy listening.
That's but art then concealing art, it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah, the question was what was difficult about just singing the role? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, Frederick in particular is really interestingly paced. I mean, he's a young guy that doesn't really know what he's doing, but has really strong convictions. And so I feel like he's always going back and forth between, they're not quite temper tantrums, but he does like to yell above the staff a lot, and then comes back to like soft bits. So navigating that, and also like the amount of time and the pacing of when I get to sit down and drink water is always
something you don't immediately think of as an audience member. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing. And you're going to mention this major general
All right,
challenge,
well,
other than yeah. the sheer speed of it.
Well, the big challenge with the major general's song is avoiding listening to all the various parodies with the elements and all the other mm-hmm. alternate lyrics. You know, as soon as I found out I was doing this show, plenty of friends and family were sharing their favorite variations and, you know, ones that they had written and stuff. And I was just like, well, I look forward to listening to those in mid-August.
Charting your
show
own course.
So that I can keep the proper words in my little head.
A lot to be said for that. Yeah, that could be very confusing. Well, so, again, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you very much for having us. So we're at the Bartell Theater, August 4, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Madison Savoy is with the Pirates of Penzance. And right after this, our 12:30 quiz question here on WPR.